Welcome to episode 9 of the FitsPro podcast. I am Annie Miller, your host, and today I am going over kind of a subject that came up in the last few months, really, with my one-on-one fitness coaching clients that I have. So this topic of accountability to self, and today I just want to go over what that even means, the impact that it can have on your life, and how you can get better at having it and doing it. So I hope that this benefits you. This is a podcast that goes out to all human beings. You do not need to be in fitness or business to do this. You just need to have a life. So without further ado, let's dive in. The FitsPro podcast is your no BS approach to seeking out truth in the world that is online health and fitness. You'll see through the lens of the trainer, the trainee, and the entrepreneur. I'm your host, Annie Miller, certified strength and conditioning specialist, entrepreneur, lover of sleep, lattes, and dinosaurs, aka not your average Fitspo. And my aim is to help you grow your mind, body, and business through knowledge and authenticity so that you too can become a Fitspro. Right, the importance of accountability to self. So, like I said in the intro, this has come up with my one-on-one clients that I work with fitness and strength training. And it's just a topic that I felt really passionate about that has been hitting hard lately and having effect on a lot of people's lives that I interact with. So I just wanted to bring that to you, my FitsPro audience. First off, so accountability to self, what is that? Essentially, it's just making your yes a yes and your no a no. Your yeses mean yes and your no's mean no when we are talking about yourself. So when you tell yourself you're going to do something, you freaking do it. And if you say you're not going to do something, you don't do it. So if you say, I am not going to take time out of my day to do X, then you don't slip into taking time to do that and getting distracted by that, you don't do it. So it goes both ways. And that is the concept of being accountable to yourself. You're not being accountable to a coach. You're not doing it because somebody else told you to. You are fulfilling a task, doing a duty, and or not doing it because that is what you told yourself you were or were not going to do. Okay? I'm not saying that this is an easy thing to do, and that's why it is so joyous when it happens, because it's a challenge, it's hard, it's not easy, and that is why I felt so passionate about it when it kept coming up with my one-on-one clients, because they were fulfilling things that are important to them that they said they were going to do, that they've struggled with in the past doing, and when it happens, and when they do it, and when they start to build those better habits, it's just so good, you guys, and you can have it too. So, like I said in the intro, it does not have to be around fitness. It doesn't have to be around business. It is simply you being accountable to yourself in any facet of life. So, a great way to do this with whether it's life, whether it's fitness training, whether it is business, with its your kids, whatever it is. A great way to do this is to have performance goals. And obviously I use performance goals in training, but performance is just you doing something. So set a performance goal of some kind. You can't be accountable to yourself if there's nothing to be accountable for, right? Like we have to have a goal of some kind that we're holding ourselves accountable to. You can totally start small. So this doesn't have to be a huge thing. This doesn't have to be, I'm going to squat 200 pounds today and that's my performance goal. It can be coming up with a nightly routine. You're going to wash your face every night with a certain product, right? Super simple. But if that's something that you've struggled with doing and you know it's going to make you feel better, that is huge when you actually make that happen. When you do it for 7 days in a row and then 14 days in a row and then 21 days in a row, and it will have a positive impact in other areas of your life. So that's why this thing is so huge, is because my clients and just people I'm in relationship with in general, like I said, this accountability to self has been coming up. And once you master it in one area, you start to see it trickling over into other areas of your life. So that is why it holds so much power. And it just feels freaking good when you tell yourself you are gonna do something and then you do it. That feels good to be accountable with yourself. You are in a relationship with yourself. That is the most important relationship that you have in this lifetime. And being accountable to yourself is a great way to nurture that relationship. I feel like I'm getting really passionate. I'm sorry. Just tone it down. So back to starting small. Nightly face washing routine. Just getting to the gym can be your performance goal. So it doesn't even have to be anything in the gym that you do. Like, just getting your butt to the gym can be your performance goal. Working for 1 hour per day on your business, or setting aside, you know, a day per week that you solely work on your business. You are not going to get distracted by anything else. You are telling everyone in your life that Saturdays are your day to work for whatever it is, 6 hours, 8 hours, 4 hours, whatever it is, on your business. That is your time, and you are respecting yourself by sticking to that. You are being accountable to yourself, and you are building trust with yourself in this area, okay? And we should, you know, I hope to God that we can all trust ourselves. That is a very important thing in life. So again, start small. It doesn't have to be a huge thing. It can be applied to literally any area of your life. The goal cannot be too small. Regardless of how big the goal is, the performance goal is, it is most important and most effective when it is realistic. So that is the number one goal for your performance goal, is that it's something that is realistic. It's something that can be achieved. It may be a challenge, like I said, something that you haven't stuck to in the past, but you want to stick to now. And this is more than willpower. Obviously, we could go into, you know, you need to have a strong why and an emotional connection with whatever it is that you're doing. But for now, I'm just talking about accountability to self and how you can implement that into your life. So having that performance goal is step number one. Step number two is to track it somehow. So you need to be able to, you know, give yourself a positive reinforcement of some kind. Write it down. So write it down first, whatever it is. Write it somewhere you can see it. Proclaim to the universe, even to humans. So using social accountability, telling a friend, telling your mom, telling your spouse, whatever, that you are going to do this thing, puts it out there that you are going to do it. It's not just you now. You're obviously going to be accountable to yourself. Like, it doesn't affect your spouse or whoever if you do this directly, but it helps you proclaim it, that you're going to do this thing. So writing it down, using social accountability, and just telling people that you're going to do it, they're not going to hold you accountable. That's not their job. Just professing it is just a step you can take to make it more real for yourself. I hope that makes sense. So writing it down, like I said, professing it to the universe that you're going to do this thing. And yes, it can be washing your face at night. Freaking profess it. Tell somebody, I'm gonna wash my face every night this week. Okay, it doesn't matter how big it is. It's big to you, and that's what matters. Next is track it, like I said. So I'm literally doing this, or did this, I guess, at the time that this podcast came out. I did this in January with my working out. So when we got to Chiang Mai, Thailand, I opened up my planner and I was like, our perception, the Millers, my husband and I, our perception of how much we work out is incorrect. We think we are way more active than we really are, than we really have been. And that is typically the case when you go to track something. So when we got to Thailand, I was like, oh, look, it's been 10 days since we worked out. Wonder why I'm not getting the results that I want, or not looking the way that I want, or not feeling the way that I want. Well, when you track it, things start to make sense, right? So I said, and he laughed at me, whatever. I love tracking things. I love stickers. I love positive reinforcement. I had a college professor that used to put stickers on tests, and it made me feel like a freaking badass that I got a sticker because I did good. And you can think that's stupid, but positive reinforcement via stickers is real, folks. If you don't believe it, do it to yourself. Tell me how you feel when you get a sticker for every workout that you do. Tell me how you feel when you put a gold star on your calendar for every night that you washed your face. You're gonna feel freaking good. So if you don't implement using stickers yet into your life, you probs should. Head down to the craft store, go to Target, pick yourself up some stickers, your favorite ones. I happen to have literally gold stars in my planner. So when we got to Chiang Mai, I said, I'm gonna give myself a gold star for every day that we go to the gym and work out. I didn't say I'm gonna follow this program. I didn't say I am going to lift this much weight. I just said, Annie Miller gets a gold star every time she gets her butt to the gym and does something. Let me tell you, I have been more consistent in Chiang Mai than any other location, and I feel better about my time in the gym than I have in any other location. I have been more accountable to myself because I know that if I don't work out, I don't get to give myself a gold star. And I know that's gonna make me feel like shit. So, I get my butt to the gym, I give myself a gold star, and I throw a little party for myself in Chiang Mai. So that is what I mean by track it. You can track it however you want. I suggest using a literal gold star because it feels amazing. Next, you wrote it down, you professed it to the universe, you professed it to maybe a friend, a spouse, a loved one, someone. Now you're tracking it, so you're giving yourself some sort of positive reinforcement that, you know, it feels good to get this done and to reinforce that you are being accountable to yourself, that you're doing what you said you were going to do, and that makes you feel good, and it makes you want to repeat that cycle. You're building a new cycle. We need to give ourselves a positive reinforcement that we want to continue doing this. And my last note that I have here is to be selfish. I mean that. So especially because you're going to feel selfish depending on what your goal is, what your performance goal is, you're taking time for yourself, whatever it is, no matter what it is, you're taking time for you. And that is you being accountable to yourself, and you need to respect that. You should come first. So a lot of times in our lives, I don't have kids, but I have clients that have kids. I have friends that have kids. I have my sister who has a kid. I have sister-in-laws and family that has kids. And typically it's just so easy to put the kids first, to put your spouse first, to put everybody before yourself. That does nothing for you. That does nothing for your mental health. That does nothing for the way that you view yourself, the way you think about yourself, and your relationship with yourself. I guarantee that if you are able to practice this accountability to self and to practice making your yes for you, making your no for you, and building trust with yourself, you are going to be a better version of you for all of those people that you try to put before yourself. Okay, I'm not saying be selfish 100% of the time, screw everybody else because you're working on you. No, you have this one performance goal. That's what I'm talking about. Own and be accountable to that goal. Be accountable to yourself. You're going to build trust with yourself. You are going to build accountability with yourself. You're going to be a better version of you for the people that you love, for the people that learn from you. And it's going to be a joyful experience. So, that is all I have. It was a shorter podcast today. I hope that it was helpful, though. I hope that you can practice this accountability to self, that you have some actual action steps. So you're going to create a performance goal of some kind, whether it's in life, training, or your business. You're going to write it down. You're going to profess it to the freaking universe. You're going to track it some way, and you're going to be okay with being selfish in this one area so that you can become better for the people that you love, that you serve, and that you want to be around. So, I love you long time. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you liked it, please subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. The Fitspro podcast gets in front of other humans because of you. Yes, you. You are the one that spreads my word, my message, and everything that I am putting out into the world wide web, into these sound waves. It's all about you. So thank you so much. I am Annie Miller, and until next time, you are listening to the Fitspro podcast.